I'm going to read from the 20th verse through the 25th verse. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. I was thinking as I read this, I was reminded, I don't know, I hope you men's and women's may have the mother to tell them things, but most of the men's, if you father was, when you was growing up, was in your life, it was very important that they be in your life, those who are coming up young and so forth. Excuse me. My father was in my life, and I'm very thankful. My earthly biological father was in my life, and I'm thankful and grateful for it. And to be his son, and the things that he taught me. And occasionally, he would tell you things that is to benefit his son later in life. And I know your daughters, your ladies, men, women alike, you know, your father can tell you different things, and so it's not excluding the ladies. But when it says my son, but to reminisce of those things that you know that had really helped you because of the experience and the life that my dad was living. And like I said, I'm grateful and thankful. And I've had opportunity to talk with my son and grandson. And so it's life. But let me tell you the subject I'm from this is instruction for life. Is the subject, instructions for life. Time won't permit me, I don't know, to read all of this, but it's a lot of good stuff in this book of Proverbs, and a lot of good instructions. Because the first verse says, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. But to be my father's son, like I said, my biological, earthly father. But as I read, and you can read this with me, and you see he's talking here, my son. I'm reminded of when Jesus was getting baptized, God said, my beloved son, of whom I'm well pleased. Now, I take this very seriously when he's saying here, my son. So you can just bear with me a little bit. And if you're born again and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, God is your Father, he's talking to you as well. But I'm accepting it tonight as he's talking to me. He's telling me, he's saying, excuse me, my son. And I like it. I don't take that lightly, one thing, because he's saying, he's showing ownership. He's showing who I am. He's showing who he is. He's my Father. And he wants me to live. He wants me to have a life that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said, my Son here. That means that I'm his. And I declare tonight that I belong to him, and you should also. You should expect things from your dad. So if he said, my daughter or my son, so I may be saying my son more than I say my daughter, but my son. So he's addressing you tonight. Each of you as my son or my daughter. So like I said, so just, you know, I want to talk about my dad a little bit. Just a few words. And we'll be through. But he said here, he says, my son. And I believe this is one of the greatest instructions that can be given. He said, attend to my words. That attend means submission and it also means consent as well. Attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. There's ways you can say it, but the main thing is that he said, my son, attend to my words. And y'all excuse my coughing a little bit, but attend to my words. Words is important. This whole Bible is the Word of God. It is our life, folks. I occasionally read Proverbs, you know, what is it, got 28 chapters or something like that in there? And I read it every 31. But it's good to read. Just to encourage you. It's good to read those. You can read one every chapter every day for 31 days, and it'll bless you. But here in this 20th verse, he says, my son, attend to my words. That means that we should know the importance of the Word of God. We should know that it is important for life. It's not anything that we should take lightly. It's something that we need to consistently pursue and to know that it is something that you need. And that's every day. Every day. Every hour, every minute, every second, every moment. Although physically the 66 books of the Bible were written by many authors, including kings, it had prophets and so forth, apostles, but the one thing about it, all was inspired, by God himself is his word. And that's what we are to look to. We are to look within a doubt or hesitation of who wrote it. And don't just say it's from that particular, writer. But it was from God. He inspired it. That writer didn't have it to do it. It's not his. But it's because of God. So because the entire Bible was inspired by God himself, despite all the diversities among individual books and so forth, God is our creator. We all once were sinners. He sent his son Jesus. Those who accept him as Lord and Savior, you belong to him. He loves us. He loves you. He loves each of us. And he wants to restore us to a right relationship with him, to have a relationship. Not just to know him, but have a relationship with him. Every time we open up the Bible, we ought to look at him talking to us. He's talking to me. He's saying here tonight, my son or my daughter, my son, attend to my words. Pay attention. When you're in service, when you're here, and when you're away from here, pay attention to God's word. Attend to his word. I mean, you can't lose when you do that. You're not a loser. You're a world overcomer. But it's all because of the word of God. The word is life. It said, incline thy ear unto my saying. You ought to have that listening ear. I pray that each of you is a have a listening ear and every heart, a receptive heart to receive his word tonight. The uniqueness of God's word. There is, and some people may say this, I seem like I've heard it, but I realize that, see, there is no difference between God speaking and Scripture speaking. Therefore, as Christian, we submit to the authority of the Word of God. And Isaiah 55:11 says, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for what which I sent it. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that good to know? The word the Bible is not just characters or words on a page, but the word of God has such authority that it accomplished whatever it set out to do. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is that sent out? Whatever the word says, it has the authority behind it. Let's look at Psalms 119:105. It says, "119:105." I think this is, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, that light leads you. That light guides you. And it's in front of your feet, and it takes you where you need to go. Excuse me. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, it is our true guidebook for life. Just reading, studying, meditating on the word of God. Because it accomplished whatever God set out for you to do. The Bible I want you to get tonight, if you get anything else, is the ultimate authority. And we should always seek his guidance. I don't care what it is. There ain't no subject matter. There ain't nothing that you could be confronted with. Big or small, almost unheard of, that you can't get an answer or something from the Word of God. He's God, folks. And he's telling us, he's telling me tonight, he says, my son, is he telling you? Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Wherever his word is truly spoken of, you should be ready to listen. Whether it's here at the church, by radio, television, any other church, but just know what the word is. See, you're knowing the word, you know where you've been fed wrong or right. You know where the food at. We come here because we know where some good food at, don't we? We know where the truth is at, right? Because it's here. That's why we're here. So when it goes, I mean, we have no hesitation on when to come. Of course, we all, and guilt of myself, we all should attend more. I mean, you know, make sure we try to attend every service. Nothing wrong with that, is there? No, we should. Especially when we know the word is going forth. Our pastor is a man of God that teaches the word. And we are thankful and grateful for that. So, the Bible is the ultimate authority, as I have said. And we always should seek the guidance and direction on any subject matter. I mean, in this day and time, I mean, we've got all kinds of subjects to come up with. Things that we are confronted with, things that are just different in our lives than when we were small, when we was growing up. Things different from last year. All we can, you know, with the pandemic and so forth. I mean, there's just different things that you have to talk to God about. You know, that just popped up and we had to get into that and talk to him about that. And to live. Because he's with us. It means that the word of God is living and active in our lives. John 6:63 said the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words that I have spoken to you, they are full of life. They are full of the spirit and life. God's word give life to those things which are otherwise considered spiritually dead. You hear that word? Spiritually dead. Well, that's why we need the word of God to give us that life. And anybody else that's spiritually dead, you give them that word. That's what makes them live. That's what brings life into them. God's words give life. The Holy Spirit. Well, as a matter of fact, that's why we call it new creation. You know that? You know, we actually, when we're born again, we are actually a new creation. With him in us. He in us, we in him. The more we embrace the Bible, the Holy Spirit changes us, and the Word of God gives us the true life that we need to live. And the word is active. It is alive and it's active. It may seem like that when that Bible is just laid on that counter or that table or that coffee table, whatever it is, it just looks there. But those are living words. And when you get it up and you read it, wherever you got it laid at, the word of God is alive. And it says that, incline thine ear to my sayings. Mark 11:22-24. It says, for whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. Three times saying there. So, not only incline your to somebody else's saying, or from what you hear from somewhere else, but you need to incline it from your saying. You have to speak that word. That word has to be spoken to be active and energizing. We have to speak it. God has spoken. And he said, my son, attend to my word. So whatever ways that you have to attend to his word or pay attention to his word, you do it. You'll never regret it. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Somebody may want to say, well, you know, what I do at night when I'm asleep. But you know what? All through the day, when you drive and you're going along, you know, you can't be just physically reading. But you know what I noticed? That I can remember the word. I can look, I can close my eyes and I can remember reading this word, just what I just read just then. You know, I can just meditate on that word and read it and see it without necessarily opening my physical eyes. But you can see it. But he said, incline thy ear to my saying, let me not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. The heart, your spirit, it loves the word. And we shouldn't allow anything else to be in there except the word. The power of the word, we could, that's a whole, subject itself, you know, the power of the word. But remember the story of the creation. It says, you know, he spoke everything into existence. Let there be light. Let there, you know, I mean, he spoke it. And there was light. I understand that he said that I read with even greater works than these that we will do. By the word of the Lord, the heaven were made, their starry hosts by breath of his mouth. That's the New International Version. That's how powerful the word of God is. Okay, we got to wrap it up. That's how powerful the word of God is. Having authority is one thing, but having authority along with being alive and powerful magnifies the effectiveness of the Bible. That is why we just simply hearing or reading of the word, or it has power to prompt conviction, to change our hearts, change our minds. Keep them in the midst of our heart, for they are life to those that find them. You got to find them. That means that there's something going to have to be done. That Bible can't just lay there on that table or somewhere. I mean, you got to actually be reading. You got to actually be meditating and studying the Word of God. You want that Word inside of you, so every confrontation you have something to meet it with. Negative or positive. If it's a positive thing, then you just praise Him. Glory to God. But you still do it even the other way when things are not going so good. You have to praise Him. But it's all in the Word of God. For they are life unto those that find them, finding them, the word of God. Adhering to, accepting it, receiving it, declaring it, believing it, confessing it, the word of God. And then it brings what my sister mentioned before. She sat down about believing somebody needs healing. He said, my son, attend to my word, my words. See, everything is not a miracle. Old Roberts told me, I remember what he used to say, you know, good, expect a miracle. Yeah, do that. Because everything is not, you know, when you have limbs and different things, that's, you know, it takes a miracle for some of those things. But the key thing is, when he's saying here, he said, my son, attend to my word, that brings healing regardless. I mean, what I'm saying is that it may not be instantaneously, as a miracle may be, But if God, we just went over that a while ago, that if God said it, it's going to come about. Now, if he said, you know, himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness, by his stripes I was healed, that's so. That's it. If he said, by his stripes I was healed, himself took my infirmities, well, I said, but by his stripes we were healed, it goes. And it don't return void. We just have to stand on his word, having done all the stand we need to stand, and believe his word. Amen? Glory to God. So let them keep them in this heart, for their life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So, tend to the word. Tend to his word. And you'll answer. And here's an answer to having good health. Take these instructions and live thereby. Let it not cease from your presence. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your attention.